Welcome to the weekly teaching program from Finally Alive Ministries with pastor and counselor Gary Aris. Gary is a full-time pastoral counselor and teacher of God's Word. He has a remarkably deep passion to see people set free in Christ. You may call our prayer line at 657-246-2464 or email at prayer@finallyalive.com. That's prayer@finallyalive.com. Now, let's join Gary as he shares some amazing truth from God's counsel in this week's teaching.
Why are you here? That's the question of the day. Welcome to Finally Alive Radio. I'm your host, Gary Aris, your very own Christian counselor. And the question is, why are you here? Have you ever asked that of yourself? You ever think of that? I think we live in a generation, a time when everyone is asking how do I? We're so busy with that question. You know, how do I make more money? How do I find a spouse? How do I be more attractive, right? But honestly, I think those questions are pointless. There's no reason to ask that question. And I'll give you an example. How many times have you seen that infomercial, or maybe you Googled it, and that weight loss cure, the weight loss system, that machine, whatever the contraption is to help you lose that 10, 15, 20, 30 pounds? And, you know, of course you buy it. And how many of us have actually used it when we received it? And if you did use it, how many of us actually stayed with the program or the system or used the contraption? Okay, maybe you did that too, but did you stay with it? Did you ever stop? Did you ever gain that weight back? Yeah, stats show that actually most of us do that. We buy the contraptions and they end up, you know, being an extra kind of closet for us, all those things that we buy. They just end up in a corner in the closet somewhere. So and there's a lot more examples just like that. But think about it. That is because we think of how do I lose the weight? How do I do these things? How about this example? Let's create this guy. Let's imagine it's a 40-year-old male with a big belly. Okay. Here's scenario number one. So 40-year-old male, he looks in the mirror and he, you know, touches his tummy there and says, I think I can lose some weight. That'd be nice. Okay. Scenario number two, same guy, male, 40 years old, big belly, goes to the doctor. Doctor tells him, oh, hey, Mr. Male, 40-year-old, I think you have diabetes. No, you do have diabetes. And guess what? If you keep treating your body this way, we're going to have to cut off some limbs. Eventually, you will die. Okay, two scenarios. Which one of those two do you think is going to push that or motivate that person to make a change? Obviously, scenario number two. Why? Do you see? The why question. So if we ask this 40-year-old male in those two scenarios, scenario number one, hey, why would you want to lose weight? I think I like it. I got a big belly. I'll look better. It's not a good enough why. Scenario number two, though, what happened? Well, I might die, right? Do you see that? The why question, the answer is I might die. Do you see? So here's my point. Number one, I don't think we're asking enough why questions. And number two, and I guess I'll make the statement, if your why is powerful, your how becomes easy. And that's why I said the how to, it's a pointless question unless you know the why. That's the most important part. Now, I gave you worldly examples, but the truth is we have to look at eternal, spiritual examples here. And let's go there. So why questions are going to be our foundation. And if we have our foundation, we can actually find our identity. Think of this generation. What is one of the main issues is identity. Everyone's trying to find out their identity. Well, let's answer that question. And in fact, how do you find your identity? How do you get to that? What do you have to do to learn your identity? Well, we have a couple sources. We can identify with parents. Obviously, that's a source. Family, relatives. Those are sources. Friends, friendships. Another source. Our culture, TV, radio, movies. But that's where we seek identity. Well, let me throw a curveball at you. What if you had bad parents? What if they weren't up to par? What if you came from a broken home? This is heartbreaking. I see this all day in sessions. What about the family? What if there were bad family members? What if it was a broken family? Think about it. That's where that is your source of your identity? Now think of this person who is identifying with all these perhaps bad behaviors or bad people. I don't know. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think this person's how questions are going to be? So truly, let's step back a little bit further here and look at our identity in a different way. Sure, yeah, that's parents. Sure, that's family. But what if we do like almost like a Google Maps thing? You know how you go on Google Maps and you press on the dot and that's where you're going or that's where you are, right? Well, that's the way we look at life. What if we looked at it from God's perspective? And what's God's perspective? Well, God can actually zoom out so he can see the whole picture. We want to look at it from God's perspective. So let me read to you Isaiah 44:24 that says, "Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, who formed you from the womb. I am the Lord who made all things." Let me repeat that. I am the Lord who made all things. So again, we're on a Google app here. This is God. He can zoom out. He can see forward. He can see backwards. He can see it all. And he is claiming, "I am the Lord who made all things." So what if we, rather than identifying just with our family, just with our parents, begin to identify truthfully, because this is where the identity really comes from, is God. Jeremiah 1 verse 5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." So you want to talk about identity? Talk about identifying with this. "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." So let me ask you, my friend, where is your identity coming from? Knowing that this is what God thinks, this is what God says, this is God speaking. He formed you in the womb and he knew you. What if you started to identify with God? More importantly, maybe with Jesus. What if you looked at it from that perspective rather than looking at it from, "I came from a bad place, I came from a bad home, I grew up poor." I guess it can go either way. What if you grew up rich? Boy, how many stories have we heard of spoiled kids and spoiled, rotten, children? Well, spoiled adults too, right? Identity. So I want to suggest that to you. Rather than identifying with family and friends and the culture of the day, and speaking of the culture of the day, how quickly do things change? The fads, right? There's a fad almost every day. And you have to keep up with it, don't you? Speaking of social media, oh my gosh, there's new ones, I think, what, every couple weeks? It's impossible to keep up. So that said, what if you just identified with the source rather than trying to keep up with the fad? What is the source? God himself. And again, he claims, "I formed you in the womb. He knew you." So our question is, why are you here? Have you asked that of yourself? Again, the why questions are going to be your foundation. If you know your foundation, if you have a strong foundation, well, guess what? Everything on that, whatever you build on that, is probably going to be a lot stronger, isn't it? You're listening to Finally Alive Radio. I'm your host, Gary Aris, your very own Christian counselor. And we're asking the question, why are you here? It's all about your identity. Have you asked that of yourself? Have you answered that question? Let me give you some more examples of how questions. I don't know, maybe you've Googled this. How do I own a house? It's a good question to Google, right? But again, another pointless question. Why? House, quite honestly, is buying a house is actually probably a lot easier than creating a home. Big difference. A home takes work. A home takes time. A home, though it doesn't have a mortgage payment, you will pay with your life. So do you see, when we break it down that way, the how-to question or how-do-I question doesn't really matter. How about how to attract a mate? How about that one? That's a good one. I think we've all asked that sometime in our lives, right? But what if you attract a mate? And what if it's an unfulfilled, loveless relationship? I mean, I don't even know if we should call that a relationship. But how many of us do that? I'm guilty of this. I've been there. I've lived this. I've seen this. So it's not the how do I attract? Perhaps the question is why? Who should I attract? Do you see when we just change the question up just a little bit, we get a better answer. Here's a really good one. I think everyone asks this one. How do I find happiness? Oh, that's like the million-dollar question, isn't it? How do I find happiness? What if you find happiness? Let me give you an example. So you bought a new car. It's great. Let me ask you, how long does it take for you to get sick of it? You got your how-to answered, but so what? Who cares? You're sick of it in what? 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, 3 months? How about those new shoes you've been saving up for? Or, you know, I've done this. I've saved up for the shoes. I buy the shoes, and then I don't care about it. And of course, when you get that scuff on it, oh my goodness, right? Forget it. I want to throw it away. But you got to deal with it, right? How do I find happiness is not the question, because truly, we should be seeking joy. So again, it's not about the how questions. It's about the why. Why, is our foundation. If we have a strong foundation, we can build on that strong foundation. We need to find our identity. John chapter 1, verse 12 says, Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. I want you to start to see your identity this way. You are a child of God. If you believe in Jesus, you're a child of God. Done. That's it. There's nothing. There's no other requirement. I'm telling you, there's nowhere in the Bible that says you must do these things to be saved. No, it's just believe and you're saved. No, that's it. Done. What about my sins? What about all the horrible things that I've done? Yeah, all washed away. How does that work? Remember that word faith? It keeps coming up in the Bible quite a bit. Have faith. That's it. That's the only requirement. Just have faith. Same way you have faith in salvation, you should have a similar kind of faith with the statement here that you are a child of God now. And this is where you will get your identity, being a child of God. Ephesians 1 verse 5 says, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will. So guess what? You've been predestined. And guess what? You've been adopted. You're now a son. You're now family. So guess what? To you, perhaps you've gone through, if I may say, hell and back. Perhaps you've had a horrible, horrible experience with family. Well, guess what? You have a new family now. It's in God. Ephesians 1, verse 4 says, for he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we may be holy and unblemished in his sight and love. So guess what? This wasn't about what you did in this life, because you have been chosen before the foundation. So back to your identity. Is it about how bad you've been? Is it about what a horrible family you've had? Not at all. If you've been chosen, you've been chosen. In fact, this is a good one. You know how people say, oh, I found God, I found God. No, you didn't. When was God lost? No. You and I were lost. God found us. Let's put in the right order here. So, for he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world that he may be holy and unblemished in his sight in love. My friend, you're loved. You're cared for. Maybe your family told you you weren't cared for. Maybe your family said you were, I'll use the word worthless. That's a common term I hear in sessions. The Word of God says the complete opposite. You're not worthless. You're not hopeless. There's actually a reason for you. And I've heard it. I've heard it many times. You know, my parents told me I was an accident. Guess what? You're not an accident. It's impossible for you to be an accident. Well, yeah, maybe if we Google Maps it and we just hit that little button, because that's all we can see is that little point, right? Not from God's perspective. God sees more than that. So you're not an accident. It's impossible for you to be an accident because God chose you. In fact, if you're listening to this, there must be a reason why you're listening to this, isn't there? Perhaps you were predestined to listen to this. I don't know. Something to think about. In Philippians 4, verse 19, it says, "And my God will supply your every need according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." So guess what? Here's your identity. You're a son. You're one of his. And now he will supply you with everything. But yeah, but I mean, I don't feel like he does. And I feel like I've been kind of just tossed away to the side. Well, according to you, perhaps, but are we looking at it at the Google Maps, at the dot, or are we looking at it from God's perspective where he can see the entire map? Give him a chance. In fact, why don't you pray to him right now? Talk to him and say, "Lord, you know, I don't know what you're doing." In fact, let's pray this together. "Lord, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what your plan is. But this is where my faith has to kick in. And I have to trust you because I can't see the map, but you can. And though perhaps I'm broken and I'm going through all sorts of hell on earth, I'm still going to trust you." In 2 Corinthians 5, 17, it says, "So then if anyone is in Christ," that's you, "he is a new creation." So no matter what you've done, listen to me carefully. Let me repeat that again. No matter what you've done, I don't care how bad it has been. If you're his, you're a new creation. How are you his? Just claim it. Just believe it. That's it. That's the only requirement. And don't we all know John 3:16, right? "For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him," that's the condition, "whoever believes in him." Guess what? If you believe in him, that's you. That's you. You are the new creation. You are the new child. You are the one who's getting the inheritance. So then, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. What is old has passed away. Look, what is new has come. Let the old pass away. Look, all those things that you did. You know what's funny is God forgives us. He lets go of the sin. You know who doesn't let go of the sin is you. You don't let go. I don't let go of my own sin. I hold on to it. I'm going to ask you, just like God has forgiven you, you forgive yourself. You've got to let go of it. You've got to let go of all that old stuff that you've done, that you've seen, because today's a new day. Tomorrow's a new day. All you've got is right now. Galatians 4, verse 7 says, So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if you're a son, then you're also an heir through God. Oh, check that out. Now you have an inheritance because you're an heir. It only gets better. Do you see? What happens to the heir of a kingdom? He receives all of it, doesn't he? Or she? That's you. That's you. "Well, brother, I don't feel like it. I don't feel like I get that. You know, I'm going through so much tough stuff." So tough stuff, that's all it takes? It takes tough stuff for you to fall apart and lose faith in God? Really? That's all it took? Really think about your own logic. I say this in love. Look, I struggle with this. God, where are you when these tough things are happening, when the tough days are here? What do I do? Yeah, this is the part where your faith kicks in right here. You know all those verses that talks about have faith, have faith, have faith? The preacher is screaming, have faith, have faith. This is it right here. You have faith no matter how ugly it gets, no matter how tough it gets. You trust God. You hold on with everything inside of you. I mean, if you're holding on with your nails and you're falling apart and you're holding on with your nails. That's fine. That's faith. Hold on with everything that you have. In Romans 3, verse 24, it says, but they are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Again, we're talking about your identity. If you identify in Christ, you have received grace. What does grace mean? Grace is a gift. You get this for free. And no amount of going to church, no amount of anything that you can do can pay him back. I've known people, good people, and they're charitable and they're loving, but they don't believe in God and they don't believe in Jesus. They're not going to get an inheritance. Look, you be different. Look, be charitable, be loving, be all those things. Those are good, but primarily have faith. Again, foundation. Why? That's where your identity is. Identify in Christ. Romans 8 verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So guess what? One day when we go before his throne and you're a believer, you're not going to get judged for the bad things. Well, how could that be? I did bad things. You already forgot, didn't you? You've been forgiven for those. He doesn't remember those anymore. So now you have to let go of those things. My friend, maybe you had a rough life growing up. Maybe it wasn't fair. I don't know. But I want to challenge you to ask the why questions. I know it's a harder question to ask. How to is a lot easier than why. But I'm challenging you today. Ask the why question. Why are you here? There is a reason for you. I want you to find that reason. That will eliminate the feeling of hopelessness, all those negative thoughts. It eliminates it because you know why. Go to God, and we'll pray. We're going to pray in a minute. But your foundation has to be built on that rock. You know, in Matthew 7, 24, he says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. That's what we want to do. We want to build our house on a rock. Let's pray. God, I don't know what my brother's gone through or my sister's gone through. Perhaps a rough life, perhaps a rough time, and maybe we're going through rough times right now. But Lord, I ask that you put this on their heart, that you give them the answer why they're here. Challenge them, Lord. Move in their hearts, move in their spirits to ask why they're here. And Lord, I ask that you answer that question, Lord, and lead them in the destiny that you have made them or have created them, Lord. So take them, Lord. Take them in the direction you want them to go. Show them their direction. Show them their purpose, God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Thank you again for joining us on this week's program with Pastor and Counselor Gary Harris of Finally Alive Ministries. We pray that if God has touched your heart with any part of today's teaching, you would respond and move into the healing that God has for you. Visit us at finallyalive.com. There, you can download this episode for free, email your concerns, questions, or share a story of how God is using this teaching to help you grow in Christ and His freedom. If you'd like to call our prayer line, you may do so at 657-246-2464. That's 657-246-2464. Or email at prayer@finallyalive.com. We will meet you again next week at this same time when we look at God's Word with Pastor and Counselor Gary Harris and learn how to finally be alive in Christ.